I'll turn it over to you, Howard, to bring the applicant up, and I will bring it up on Beacon.
All right, do we have the applicant that wants to come up?
Hello, I'm Elise Tilley, and I am requesting a conditional use permit for a nightly rental at 608 McBride Road, Proton, Missouri. I am hoping to open and operate a nightly rental at this property, 608 McBride Road, which I own. I plan to use the property as a short-term nightly rental for two nights or more. The property is a single-family home with two bedrooms and one full bathroom. My intended operations will be managed responsibly and professionally to ensure it aligns with all local ordinances and is a positive contribution to the neighborhood. I believe the property is currently zoned as residential or agricultural, and my request is for a conditional use permit, and I think there are others in the area. As McBride Road already has a lovely lake resorts at the end of it, I think there's more than one. The property at 608 will be a more secluded, private, quiet place to stay. We will also advertise all nearby businesses. The proposed use will not alter the single-family nature of the property. The property will stay at the same size and scale. The proposed use is common in other areas with similar zoning. I will try to manage all potential impacts like noise. I will implement strict rules regarding noise levels, including quiet hours between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. They will be displayed and included in all rental agreements. Parking, it's obvious there's plenty of parking on the property. It shouldn't interfere with any street traffic. The trash, I will ensure guests are provided clear instructions for trash. It will be properly contained in bins and removed. Safety and responsibility party, that will be me, Elise Tilley. I will be available 24/7 to neighbors and guests to respond to any issues or concerned, and I will be screening guests to ensure they will adhere to guidelines. We will have submitted documents and forms. I am willing to provide any other information or documents needed to proceed. And I'm confident this nightly rental can operate successfully without negatively impacting our area. I thank you so much for your time and consideration.
All right. First, can we go down the road and see what's at the end, or it doesn't?
It goes into Arkansas with a Beacon right.
Oh, it drops off.
I thought I could do Google Maps.
No, that's all right.
It says there's
down at the bottom on the Arkansas side.
Yeah. There's other resorts down there too.
Ma'am, how long have you owned the property?
Well, you bought it in 2023, I believe, August of 2023.
And I'm sure you have the greatest of intentions, but
yes.
I'm going to just give you, we have a long history of nightly rental applications,
yeah.
And approvals, and then having people come back at other in the area trying to get approvals, and we just hear horror stories one after another of noise complaints, trash, and I know I'm sure you're going to do awesome with that, but once an approval is given, we as the Planning Commission lose control of offering A1 zoning privileges without a CUP for the neighborhood. So, and I'm just speaking on myself, but it's just been that way for years. So, I wanted to give you a little history on that. So,
okay.
Does anybody have any questions for the applicant?
Is that for the whole property or just for that lot around the house?
It would be for that lot, right? Now, you couldn't build any additional.
It's not isolated, is it?
It's a good point. It is not.
Yeah.
It's 120 acres.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
Well, you could make it your decision that it's good for one, or possibly it's good for one for every 2 acres they want to put on there.
Well, I mean, we don't plan on, you know, we can put something in there that says, you know, that is the only space.
If we approve a CUP, that would just be for this facility, right?
It'd be for that address.
Right.
That address is...
Not that structure? Or just that?
We could put that in the wording that it's just for that structure.
Right, just for that structure.
You don't have any plans to build a condo?
No, no. We plan on keeping it small.
So it'll be that address and that structure, I'm assuming?
Are you still going to have a working farm?
Yes.
When I issue a building permit, say if they ever do build another one, they have to get a new address. I'm just throwing that out there. I can't have the same address for the next structure for either address.
We don't have any of the 911 up in that area, do we?
Not that I know of.
Why don't we, do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? Holy smokes. We're gonna end with a bang, I guess. So. We do have one letter, right?
Yes, I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that.
That's actually for the second one. Yeah. So we don't have any letters or nobody for or against this application. So.
How far is that from the lake?
It is.
Right there. 3 miles of property. There.
I mean, yeah. Road-wise. I mean.
Like road-wise, you can get to.
I see in the property line.
About 5 minutes.
I'm assuming.
I think either to like Blue Waters or Buck Creek.
Buck Creek.
5 to 7 minutes, either one.
Close, it really ought to be a great location for one.
Hunters, fishermen, couples.
Yeah, I think it would
you know,
be.
We plan on keeping that as our farm and eventually building on there as our home. So it's just something for sometimes and a small, select group of people.
Any more questions for the applicant? Comments?
I assume somebody lives across the road?
No, we own that property.
Mm.
Now, there's people own other areas of the property across the road, but the house that is there, there's only one house there, and we own that property as well.
And is that where you live?
No, no. That is just a property we're renovating to hopefully sell.
Mm. You going to come back and shake the lunch and want to make a night or rental out of that one?
No.
Well, again, this is, you know, a pretty cut and dry application. There's nobody in the audience opposed to it. It is near a lake.
We've got other ones like this.
Yeah. It's just we lose control once, and we've been burned by that before, so...
I see the look on your face. If we approve a nightly rental here, and then somebody in New York City buys a lot across the road and goes in to get a nightly rental, we really can't hardly tell you no, because there's one across the road, and we approve them, and why can't you approve me? So that's the shit the camel's nose under the tent flap. However, it's a lot of area in there.
Yeah.
The camel would be pretty far away.
Spread out.
Believe it or not, I'd make a motion to approve it.
I'm thinking it.
I don't believe that.
I do test nightly rentals, but I just made a motion to approve it.
Thank you, sir.
So we've got a motion to approve, and we've got a second, correct? Dave?
Yes.
You did second?
Yes.
Any further discussion?
Present.
All right. All those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
You were opposed?
Yep. All right, you're approved.
Thank you very much, Board. I appreciate it.
If you sell that rest of that property to somebody in New York City, I'm going to come with you.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Don't make me come over there.
Have a good night.
I don't think they will.
No, they won't. No good will.
All right, next we've got another CUP, 2025-012.
She says they're not going to sell their screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing around.
We didn't put it close to the place.
Does say located at 465 Maple.
If you are here.
She's saying you'd have to get a new address for any new instructions.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Case number CUP 2025-012, Randy Dunn. The subject property is at 465 Mead Road, Kirbyville, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 24, Township 23, Range 20. The request, Randy Dunn is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a single-family home for nightly rental use. Located at 465 Mead Road, Kirbyville, parcel number 09-6.0-24-000-008.000. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. According to the assessor, it's 6.34 acres in size. It's a served by water district number 2, and on site is a septic for wastewater. So let me get you caught up here. So if you got 76 here, there's a Dollar General right there, the little 90. So it's up here on MM. If you go down MM all the way, and then we go to right here as you get towards the end of Blackwell's Bridge, a little bit closer, turn on me, it goes to the south. Property is not the last one on the road, but it's pretty close. I think it's pretty much surrounded by four. We'll see.
It is.
Once again, I'm a little closer on it. I'll go back on this property right here. There it is. It looks like it's got a house and some kind of barn structure or something there, a garage. So besides the A1 up here and a little bit below it, it's core all behind it to the south of it. And Scott snapped this photo while he was out there. It's a picture of the home when he posted it. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Howard.
Can you go back showing the core property and then zoom out?
Yeah, let me get out of this one so it's your
beacon. Oh, sorry about that.
Got a high take line there for the Shoals.
Wow. Okay. Is the applicant ready?
Yep.
Your name?
Randy Dunn. That house that I'm applying for the use permit. Was my father's house. He passed away 11 months ago. The house down on the bottom is where I live. That's my residence. There's a total of 20 acres. There's 8 acres across from the house that I also own. So together there's a 20-acre parcel there. And at this point I own all of it. And
what is that structure up there?
It's a garage.
A garage?
Mm-hmm. And just for storage, lawnmowers and things, tractor. My wife and I have spent the last 8 months renovating the house, and we want to keep it in the family, and I didn't really want to rent it out to somebody yearly or anything like that. We had bad experiences like that, and so we want to rent it out just to help make some of the expenses to keep it going until that's going to be our retirement home someday. We want to move into there because it's a lot smaller than where we live, and it's just two of us.
Yeah.
And so.